Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM Studios. This is the Greg and Ben Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Greggeth and Bill Hooks.
It's the one and only Eagle Double G. You know what happened with the D-R-E.
You know the West Coast is back for all you suckers.
Welcome back to Greggeth and Hooks. It's hour number two. Hopefully you are motoring right along through your work day today. Or if you're out and about today, enjoy it. God, I woke up this morning, walking outside, looking around. Crap. All my trees have dropped their leaves. I've got like 35 bags on the way of leaves.
You got big trees in your yard, man.
Miserable, man. I wish there was a way I could just light those babies on fire and then they'd be gone.
By the way, good luck.
Oh.
Can you take them and like use the blower and just blow them against the house?
Or like over to my neighbor's yard?
Is that what you do, Hooks? You
just... No, well,
I don't have a lot of trees.
He doesn't. Yes, you do.
Not a lot. Not
you
like.
You do.
Not once. I have a lot of pine trees.
I bet you have easily 10 trees.
You think?
I do.
I'll never see leaves.
It tells you how much he's in his yard.
It shows you when the people just come over and pick him up when he's not home.
Yeah, exactly. His wife knows when to.
Making major contributions to society, boys.
Come over around two.
One chicken tender at a time.
Keeping people employed in their profession. Okay?
There you go.
I like it, Hooks.
Good.
Yeah, man, that's good. No, you can come help me if you want. Come on over. Get you doing some yard work, buddy.
Just have a bottle.
My hope would be Hooks would show up. He'd take that dare. And then 10 minutes in, say, this is dumb. I've hired people to come. Let's go to the bar.
It's time for beers. Let's go. I'm bored.
How about you do this? Like, I'm going to do leaves about 1 o'clock. I said, I'll meet you at 2:30.
2:30.
You know where.
That sounds good. Welcome back into the show. We'll give away some more movie tickets here coming up. By the way, if you are not in the know, something that Hooksy and some other people have been talking about, and I'm trying to find where the... Michael Penix Jr., he is the quarterback for Indiana.
Hoosiers.
So that's why a lot of questions surrounding that. If that kid's going to play, it's a game time decision. So it's something to keep an eye on. We had not mentioned that on the show. I like the game time decision because it's just Indiana's doing what Frost does to everyone else at Frost.
Well, I brought the question because it's interesting because we were all a little bit like distraught a little bit about that plus two, getting 2 points at home. Indiana favored. You wake up this morning and that thing's Huskers minus one. We're favored. And the question being, is it fact that Martinez is playing or is Penix not playing and why the line has shifted 3 points? It takes a lot to shift it. And Nick, your question was, which is probably a good Marco question when these things happen, is it the Sharps or is it the public?
Yeah, that's going to be the thing that makes me decide if that's a good or bad situation for Nebraska.
Yeah, because if the Sharps are like, wait a minute, or if the, ton of Husker fans are like, well, wait a minute, we're always favored at home.
Yeah, I got to think Husker fan, John P. Husker fan has jumped on that a little bit. I'll tell you what, let's get to What's Trending at 10.
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with the whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
Guys, this What's Trending at 10 is brought to you by NextGen Mill Medical, online at nextgenmmc.com, or check out What's Trending at 10 at espnlincoln.com, powered by NextGen Mill Medical, online at nextgenmmc.com. Guys, we had a trade this morning, Mohamed Sanu to the Patriots.
It's a big trade. They tried to get him during the NFL draft. And Sanu, I don't know what you two are cooking, but I'm excited to see what it is. I think you two are cooking up.
No, we're not actually.
So
giving him some heads up.
The Sanu trade, I think, is a really good trade for the Patriots. They tried to get him before. He fits in really nicely. He's a pro, been around the league a little bit now. This will be his third team in the league. He was originally a Cincinnati Bengal But Sanu's a really good player, and he's going to fit really nice on that team. Did you see Sanu tweeted out, "Let's go," and Brady said, "See you soon," on Twitter to him.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
That's a good trade. It's a good trade.
It's a great trade. And by the way, remember we were just talking, gosh, what, 6 weeks ago, how the Patriots had a gluttony of wide receivers. And then it turned out Josh Gordon's not been playing very well. Amendola's been fine. He's been Amendola. Mm-hmm. They're getting nothing out of anything else on that wide receiver group. So Sanu's a guy that's going to be able to come in. He's a big guy. He can get downfield a little bit of a big guy that can catch the tough passes for him over the middle. He'll be a great addition. It just tells me that Josh Gordon is not doing what they're hoping he does. Mm-hmm. He was going to.
You meant Edelman, right? You said Amendola.
Oh, did I say Amendola? Yeah.
Just help me out before people come at you.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Max 12.
They will.
Yep.
Max 12. That's it.
Did you guys see Belichick smile last night? The little grin. Yes.
Tell me about this a little bit.
This is great.
Well, it was just, you never see him smile, and the camera shot to him during the game, and you could just see him. You could tell he was enjoying blowing the hell out of the Jets.
Yeah, but do you know like what part of the smile? It was at the end, right? You're talking about?
It was right at the end, yeah.
This was a little cat and mouse kind of fun with Adam Gase over there.
Uh-huh.
So they were punting late in the game. I'm going to say under three. I don't know when it was. 3-4 minutes left. They took the delay of game. Gase declined it. Okay. Next play, he had probably called this and sent it in, but they false started on purpose.
Okay.
Like, went right up the field.
Bolden ran up the field.
False start, they declined it again, and he just started smiling because he was just playing a little
just
fun.
Just letting the clock tick.
Yeah, just letting the clock tick, but he false started on purpose.
Did you guys watch that Eagles and Cowboys game on Sunday?
Yep.
Everyone's talking about Nelson Aguilar and how he short-armed that pass.
Oh, yeah.
He was wide open. The ball was right there. If he would have caught it, it would have been a 60-yard touchdown, but he short-armed it. He didn't even...
Alligator arms.
Didn't expand, and it just hit the ground incomplete. He's getting a lot of crap for this. And just to make things worse, there's reports out saying that players are missing meetings and practices on the Eagles right now. It's not a good look. Nope. They're pretty much done for the season, right?
Well, did you hear? Yeah, I mean, it's falling apart on them. They're still technically in it. Right. Did you hear that? What's his face? The big wide receiver on the team that played for the Bears.
Alshon
Jeffrey was the one who leaked to the paper that no one liked their quarterback, and which is crazy, Carson Wentz. So... there's a lot of stuff going on there, and you know, I'm gonna throw this out there. The two teams right now that I would call absolute disasters that should be teams that are contending, you got one of them's the Chicago Bears on offense, and one of them's the Eagles on offense. Those are both Andy Reid guys, and they came in and was running their, you know, some of the Chiefs plays and doing some of the stuff that Andy had taught them. The further they're getting removed from Andy Reid, the less and less they're coaching very well. They went from like early bright, you know, young bright coaches to guys that are not doing all that great right now.
No.
Now that they've been, you know, moved a couple seasons away.
But one of these you're more surprised about, right? It's the Eagles.
Yeah,
you're not as surprised about the Bears and their offense, right?
Yes.
With Trubisky, right?
You're surprised? I'm surprised. Trubisky was good, decent. Like, he was better than decent. He was not great, but he was somewhere in between last year, especially towards the end of the year. There's a lot of expectations that he was going to take another step forward, and he's been hot garbage.
A lot
of it's been hot garbage that's been play calling. I mean, it's not all Trubisky. Some of it's hot garbage play calling that's going on, but some of it is Trubisky not seeing guys open and that kind of stuff. So it's a bad combination for Chicago.
Guys, Michael Jordan's name is in the news right now. He went on to a podcast, and he claimed that Steph Curry is not a Hall of Famer yet. Nick, I know you were tweeting about this.
No, he's not. He's still active.
That's actually impossible. It can't be.
Not allowed to be a Hall of Famer and active player.
Why do you think he would say that, though?
Because Jordan hates everybody, and he's just trolling people.
He does it to everybody.
Steph Curry, if he retired like 2 minutes ago, we'd just be waiting for his Hall of Fame induction.
Yes.
Especially in basketball. Everybody gets in. The Basketball Hall of Fame is what we're talking about. Everybody gets into that thing. Ugg McErmitt is going to end up in the Basketball Hall of Fame.
No way.
What do you mean?
How?
He was like, was he the leading point scorer in college history?
Oh, the college
or,
side of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Because they tie all that
garbage. Yes, he's going to be in for sure. Even though he doesn't play any defense.
Burn the Hall of Fame
and he's
down,
not again. No, it's stupid. They should. They need, instead of Basketball Hall of Fame, there should be a College Hall of Fame, there should be an NBA Hall of Fame, and there should be a WNBA Hall of
Fame. Isn't there a College
Fame.
Basketball Hall of Fame?
Probably, but no one cares about it.
There is. It's in Kansas City.
It's in Kansas City.
Yeah, nobody gives a rip. It's the Basketball Hall of Fame. That's what people care about.
Fair enough.
The NFL is the NFL Football Hall of Fame, although then nobody really cares about the College Hall of Fame.
Nope, yeah, because that thing, by the way, takes you like 40 years to get
it. It does. It takes forever. It's absurd. It's absurd.
Yesterday, we got news that Zion Williamson, he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks of the regular season due to that knee injury. Do you guys think that will hurt his Rookie of the Year chances, or do you think when he comes back, he can still get it going?
No, it's going to hurt him.
How long is he going to be back?
I don't know. That's a big deal, man.
He's out 6 to 8 weeks, but does he last very long?
Yeah. This goes back all the way back before the draft. Charles Barkley called this out with the frame that he's playing with and athleticism that he plays with. It's like it's not even possible you can play it the way he's at and play the way he plays and sustain a long career.
No way. But the problem is if he drops down his mass, that takes a lot of his appeal away. Because the reason that he's so good is because there's very few guys ever that have been as athletic as he is that can move at the size that he is. If he loses, like let's say I've heard some reports that he's 280. Let's say he's down at 235. I mean, hell, you know, that's LeBron James is running around at 6'8", 250, and he'd have to be going at the same spot that LeBron is. He's no longer a great matchup there. You know, like, that's the problem with Zion, and that's why I told you guys I would have never drafted him number one overall. He had knee injuries in college. Mm-hmm. He had a knee thing flare up when he was in summer league, and now he's having surgery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, they got him listed at, by the way, officially it's listed 6'7", 272.
Yeah, man, maybe after a big poop. Like, there's no way. He is 280.
Guys, four.
And he's not 6'7 either, by the way. Check that. Let's drop him back down to 6'6", 6'5". Yeah. All right.
Four players from the 2016 draft class got absolutely paid this offseason. I'm going to go through four of them, and I want you guys to tell me what you think is going to be the best investment, best investment on the player. Okay, so Pascal Siakam, he got paid 4-year, $130 million. Yesterday, Jaylen Brown, he got paid 4-year, $115 million. Ben Simmons, 5-year, $170 million. And Jamal Murray, 5 years, $170 million. Out of your opinion, which player is going to be the best investment?
The best investment out of all of those?
Yep.
If I'm taking in the fact that two of those guys got $60 million less.
Yeah.
Okay. Then it's probably Siakam.
That's why I like. I like him there.
Simmons, like Siakam probably never sees an all-star game.
Right.
I really don't think he will.
No.
Simmons, like Siakam is a third player on a team. Mm-hmm. Last year people were acting like he's on a really good team. He should be the third guy. There's a reason he got 115. Simmons, if you could trade him and get back someone great, he's worth every penny.
Mm-hmm. So your answer is no to anyone.
I'm not a Simmons guy. I think he's not either.
Jamal Murray?
He's all right. Yeah. I'm not a Jamal Murray guy either. I know he's very good, and I acknowledge all of that.
But. Well, another player got paid yesterday, 23-year-old DeJounte Murray with the Spurs.
Yeah.
He got paid $64 million
for him.
4 years.
Yeah. Was he undrafted? Or yes. Was he?
I think he was
He wasn't a much ballyhooed draft pick, that's for sure.
Hooks, you sent me this story, and this is crazy. There's a high school in St. Louis who had to cancel their season because they had a player who was suspended.
Yeah.
And the next day, they actually suited him up, put his name as like a different identity.
Yeah.
They found out it's highly against the rules, and they canceled their whole season.
Rumor has it the Huskers have a new guy named Bo Washington who is going to be playing. Oh. They're giving a chance to some walk-on kid.
Cool.
That they're going to give a shot to.
Just update, that Murray character out of the Spurs?
Yeah.
You said he was undrafted?
Was he undrafted?
How about 2016 round one?
So like
29th overall.
I was going to say he was sitting at the end of the draft.
Good for him.
I mean, I might as well be undrafted. Nobody knows or cares about anybody after like 20. So if you are a long shot to make the league if you get drafted after 20.
They
okay?
quit giving you jerseys after 20.
A lot of times. You're not guaranteed a team.
Here's a hat.
That's for sure. Good for him.
The last thing I got, there's a World Cup referee who was told that he cannot ref anymore because a picture surfaced of him partying with Wales fans, drinking and partying with Wales fans.
Isn't that what they do out there?
Yeah, party? But the problem is that I think they're – because here's the deal. Soccer has a long history of corruption. Like I told you guys the other day, there are leagues that used to exist that were like the NFL of soccer that no longer exist. And then another one comes along and then it doesn't exist. And then the next one. And that's what happens in soccer. Mm-hmm. Like all these different countries have had these huge leagues that get just demolished by illegal gambling, paying people off, all that kind of stuff.
Well, recently I see a video every day of fans fighting in the stands at some random soccer game.
That's so fun. We're too uptight around here. Yeah. Like, we should be able to do that. The people in the United States look down upon that stuff, man. These hooligans, they're crazy. In Russia, they meet up in the middle of nowhere just to fight. Like, they're crazy. Mm-hmm. They are crazy. Would I participate? No.
Facebook groups out there.
But
we'll be here and here and here.
But I would laugh and giggle a lot at the videos that would be surfacing of like, imagine Raider fans and that one Charger fan fighting each other. That'd be hilarious.
Yes.
That'd be a slap fight until the Raider fan pulled out a knife and shivved him. Like, that's what would happen. Denver fan would be high as a kite just down the street.
Yeah.
Hanging laughing. Out. Laughing. Giggling. Giggle poo.
Buffalo fans would be jumping through tables.
Yes. I don't understand it. Like, it's, you know, we should let people do that. It'd be fun.
At Husker games, yeah. Just
throw flares on the field.
That's all I got. Like, that was a good flare.
Your sound effects usually suck. That flare sound effect, that was a good one. That was a good.
Do it again.
Yeah, I can see a flare there. That's a flare, like a little crack.
Good. It's really good.
Cracking the flare.
A couple here for you.
Can you find a flare sound effect and we'll compare them? Because I don't think people will notice which one is Hooks. Was good.
Come here for you. Odell Beckham fined again, by the way. 14,000 by the league.
What did he do?
Any
now?
Guesses why? This time?
I don't know. Wristband? Bracelet?
It was a uniform problem.
What was it?
He wore football pants that didn't cover the knee.
Oh, yeah, that's a rule
My
now.
Knee!
My knee! That's a rule now.
Yeah, so he's fined 14,000 for that. Also,
although a lot of players don't do that.
Yeah. Bettors out there talking about the NBA. Here are stats on the Lakers, by the way, to win the title. Nearly 30% of the money that has been wagered on bookmaker William Hill's odds to win the title. Almost three times as much as any other team. At Caesars, it's nearly 2.5 times. Nearly one in every five NBA title bets at MGM are on the Lakers.
That's not bad. I mean, they're like the fifth highest, right?
I think so.
Aren't they number five on the list? So that's a good bet. I mean, technically, you're down in the NBA standards. Usually, it's like one of three teams. So you're down there picking your dark horse, which is somehow LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Here's a flare sound effect.
Okay. All right, now give it to me again, Hooks. That was good.
Yeah.
I approve of that sound effect. That's a good, yeah.
Finally, I got your approval.
Between that and the cat noise, you do two really good sound effects.
Up-to-date odds, by the way, speaking of what you were just talking about, as I'm looking at it, the Lakers are actually the favorite.
I thought they were like the
Lakers. This is the top five.
Okay, hold on real quick. So the Lakers are the favorite, but they're the fifth in win total.
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yes, Lakers, Clippers, Bucks, Rockets, 76ers, and the top five just outside are the Golden State Warriors at six.
I would if I were to have $100 to put down, I would put it on the Warriors. Because you don't bet the favorite.
100 to win 800. Right. It's 100 to win 800.
Yeah, point. What is it to win with the Lakers? It's probably 100 to win like $60.
100 to win 325.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, I would put that on the Warriors.
100 to win 800.
That was What's Trending at 10, brought to you by Next Gen Mail Medical.
All right. That's good. So we found out on What's Trending at 10 that Hooks has two good sound effects that he does. That was a good sound effect.
Yeah,
I honestly could not tell which one was you and which one was the actual sound effect. Like, was that a recording of Hooks or was that an actual flare?
Probably me. Both.
It's both you just doing two different. Update, yeah, that's how advanced your sound effects
update
are.
Update your Twitter poll, by the way. And now up to 121 votes. You've doubled your votes.
Gosh.
It is trending. 65% said, yep, we'll be in black.
Wow.
35. No way.
Is that shocking to anybody else?
22 hours left.
We have 35% of the fan base that are wet blankets. And that's what that tells me. You don't support the team. Isn't that what that means?
It does.
If your team runs out on the field saying, hey, we're wearing black jerseys for this game, and you show up wearing The color of the other team, by the way, red.
They're not red. They're maroon. Let's get it
it's
right.
A shade
that,
of red,
that
bro.
Dumb coach over there. Did you see what he said about that?
No, what he said.
He's like, it'd be pretty cool. We'll go to the Nebraska. I know the atmosphere would be awesome. We'll embrace it, and it's gonna be really cool. I'll be wearing red for us. You're not red. Indiana's maroon.
Is that their official color? Right? What does it
Let's
say
look
on their
them
site?
Up. I don't think
no,
they're
Minnesota's
red.
Minnesota's maroon.
I think Indiana's too, aren't they? Maybe I could be no. wrong, but I don't think they look like there's always like an off color.
Well,
red.
Yeah, it's a darker red than us, but it's not maroon.
Here I'll go. Let's go look at. Mm-hmm.
Could be wrong, but I just
Wikipedia
don't.
For Indiana. My favorite part about that whole deal too
Indiana,
is you make this face.
Who's your color? It says the Indiana colors are cream and crimson.
That makes me even more mad.
Why does that make you mad?
Because it's like they're copying us. Like we're scarlet and crimson.
They're cream and crimson.
Oh my god! So crimson or red? I told you.
I don't like
crimson's
it.
Red.
Look at their
crimson's
logo.
Like the reddest of reds.
Does that logo look red?
Other than
is
Husker
a shade
red.
Of red, I guess it looks more maroon.
No, it's dark, but it's red, dude.
I don't like his jokes.
You're acting like it's very similar to our color, but it's
definitely
not.
It's
different.
Darker. I'm just saying, they're red.
I'm not off base. What I'm saying. He's
Nebraska wearing black. Wear black.
Mm-hmm. He's an idiot.
Tom Allen.
Yep.
Never heard of him.
Two conference titles for Indiana. Care to guess when they were?
1927.
No,
wow.
I'm just guessing.
Let's go 1965.
67. Ooh, good nice guess. Job. Way to be there on that nice. One. All right, I like that. Within two, that counts.
Sweet.
Yeah, nice job.
How many All-Americans have they ever had?
Two.
They've been around since 1887.
Two.
Six.
Seven.
Really?
He
wow.
He knows his Indiana.
Hey, man.
Who
are you? Didn't they have Anton Randall L? Was he an All-American? They had him, though, didn't they?
Who's the most recent player to get drafted from Indiana?
The most recent guy to get drafted from Indiana?
Yeah.
Running back that plays for the Tevin Coleman, right?
Ooh.
It's Tevin Coleman.
Wes Martin made a guy drafted last year.
Never heard of him.
God, they got
Tevin
drafted,
Coleman, though. Tevin
didn't.
Coleman's really good. He was a he transferred in there. He's a good player. Tevin
hey, one
Coleman.
More for guy here. Today's birthday. Big golf guy, by the way. Delp.
Oh, is it Delp's birthday?
Birthday
Happy
shout
birthday
out.
To him. Also, didn't...
you know what he just turned? Like 30.
Delp is just now 30?
30.
I thought he was 25.
Young pup.
He is young.
Young man. Pup.
Oh, goodness. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back and dive into some NFL talk. A lot going on. Adam Schefter apparently thinks Tom Brady is peacing out of New England. Also, fantasy football-wise, guys, there's a lot of players for you to be able to pick up this week. A lot of available on ESPN that would be good additions to your team. Back after this.